So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Working from home has been a thing for a while now, but for some reason, it's not getting any better. We're still dealing with laptop screens overloaded with presentations and video conference call windows, the noise of kids playing and dogs barking, bad laptop cameras. But Meta Portal is here to help. It's the smart video calling device that makes working from home work better. Meta Portal works alongside your laptop, taking calls with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and more, freeing up your laptop to get work done. Meta Portal is a video conference game changer with features like smart camera that pans and zooms to keep you in frame while you move around the room, and smart sound to help reduce background noise so your ideas come through loud and clear. There's even a calendar app so you can spend less time managing your workday and more time seizing it. With Meta Portal, you can make immersive connections with your work colleagues, just like you're back in the office, but with better coffee. Meta Portal, make work from home work for you.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. That's right, the NFL. It is back. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have interviews with R.J. Ochoa, the host of the podcast, the Ochoa and SB Nation NFL Show, and he's the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a website dedicated to providing Dallas Cowboys content. We discuss Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Micah Parsons, and more. Plus, we have a preview of Week 1 and picks on who will win Week 1 game. So, man, it's going to be a lot of fun on this season premiere of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Deshaun Watson. What a year and a half it's been for the quarterback. Starting off at the beginning of the year of 2021, Watson received a dozen of sexual harassment and sexual assault lawsuits from more than two dozen female massage therapists. Watson denied any wrongdoing, settling close to 20 claims of sexual misconduct. Unfortunately, the disagreements with him and the front office, and of course with the sexual misconduct lawsuits, had Watson out for the entire 2021 season. As a result of that, it led to a trade to the Cleveland Browns. But even with him being in a new city, it didn't matter because the lawsuits and the allegations continued and it just piled on. And what made matters even worse was an article that was released by the New York Times saying that Watson did some alleged that he did some horrible things to some of the massage therapists. Bottom line is this, even in the midst when Watson was facing all of these lawsuits, the hottest free agent out there, he was the hottest free agent because even before the sexual harassment and the sexual assault cases became public, Deshaun wanted out of Houston. He wanted to be traded. So the writing was on the wall for Deshaun to be out of Houston and with a new team. The Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns were just some of the teams that were in the running to get Deshaun Watson. But in the end, the Cleveland Browns would get Watson and sign him to a 5-year contract worth $230 million fully guaranteed, one of the most expensive contracts in the history of the NFL. So Jimmy and Dee Haslam taking a risk and taking a big gamble on Watson, as well as general manager Andrew Berry. And now this, and of course, we know that Watson had the suspension. Well, actually, the first time that Watson was reprimanded, or when he was punished, originally had a 6-game suspension, but the league appealed it and Watson wound up getting a 10-game suspension. But what matters is this, is that there are really no winners, and there really aren't any winners and there aren't any losers in this. Deshaun will play in the NFL. He will play this year despite being suspended. I said 10 games. I'm sorry. He's going to be suspended the first 11 games of this 2022 regular season and a $5 million fine. My heart goes out to the victims that went through these alleged attacks and these alleged incidents that had happened. Bottom line is this: Deshaun Watson is going to be playing in the NFL this year. He is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And again, if Deshaun or the Cleveland organization wants all of these things to go away, they're going to have to go out and win. They're going to have to go out and perform, because they say winning is a cure-all for everything. And hopefully Deshaun will make the right moves, and not just from a football standpoint, but most importantly from a life standpoint, and realize whatever errors in his ways or whatever situations allegedly came about between him and the massage workers. But nevertheless, it's going to be a new football season in Cleveland, a new season for Deshaun Watson. He's been out of football for over a year and a half, and we will see him this year as he's been suspended for the first 11 games of the 2022 regular season and fined $5 million. My next storyline is going to be new faces and new places. Man, you talk about new faces and new places. I mentioned earlier Deshaun Watson being traded from the Houston Texans to the Cleveland Browns. Randy Gregory, no longer a Dallas Cowboy, not playing for the Denver Broncos. How about Davante Adams going from Green Bay to the Las Vegas Raiders? Marcus Mariota going from the Las Vegas Raiders to the Atlanta Falcons. Also, Raheem Mostert going from the San Francisco 49ers to the Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, again, the Davante Adams situation, the market value, it changed everything. Tyreek wanted to get paid top dollar. It didn't happen in KC. He has to be traded. Tyreek goes from KC to the MIA and playing alongside Tua Tagovailoa in the Miami Dolphins. Again, it's just a lot, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of new faces, new places. Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson departs the Seattle. He will no longer be sleepless in Seattle. He's going to be dangerous in Denver, as he's going to be the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Carson Wentz, one season with the Indianapolis Colts, heads back to the East Coast. This time he's going to be playing for the Washington Commanders. The Chicago Bears, they trade linebacker Khalil Mack to the Los Angeles Chargers. Amari Cooper, no longer with the Dallas Cowboys, they trade him to the Cleveland Browns. A.J. Brown, traded on draft night. A.J. goes from Tennessee to Philadelphia, playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Baltimore trades Marquise Brown to the Arizona Cardinals, the former Raven receiver now playing alongside Kyler Murray in the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of new faces and a lot of new places. Again, never a dull moment in the NFL. Julio Jones going from the Tennessee Titans to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sammy Watkins goes from the Baltimore Ravens to the Green Bay Packers. Also, Allen Robinson's on the move. How about Jarvis Landry? Jarvis Landry, great seasons in Cleveland, returns home to the New Orleans metropolitan area to play for the Saints. Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, no longer in Kansas City, returns home to the Crescent City to play for the New Orleans Saints. So, man, it's just been a lot of new faces and a lot of new places during this offseason, and it's going to transfer into this coming 2022 NFL season. Also, Za'Darius Smith, great seasons with the Green Bay Packers, on his way to the rival Minnesota Vikings, and Bobby Wagner leaving the Seattle Seahawks to go to the LA Rams. So, never a dull moment in the National Football League. Again, new faces, new places. That's what makes the NFL the most popular league for quite a while now. And for my last storyline, is going to be quarterbacks. Man, the Deshaun Watson contract change everything for quarterbacks this year in the NFL. $230 million fully guaranteed money. The Deshaun Watson deal set off a ripple effect. Not only did Deshaun get his deal, Russell Wilson got hooked up with a nice extension, and much to the dismay of Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, Lamar still has not gotten his contract. He put pressure on the organization during the offseason. Nothing still worked. And by the way, Jackson doesn't have an agent. He represents himself. Josh Allen got his deal a few years ago. You know, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are going to be up for extensions real soon. Patrick Mahomes got his deal a few years ago. Derek Carr got rewarded handsomely with an extension. So quarterbacks have been the driving force of the NFL for, gosh, almost three decades now. In this quarterback era, it's all about talent and it's all about market value. When Deshaun Watson got his deal, that set the tone for every quarterback in the NFL to get paid. Russell Wilson comes over to Denver from Seattle. He gets his extension. Josh Allen got his deal just a few years ago. We know Burrow and Herbert are going to get theirs as well. Patrick Mahomes was rewarded handsomely just a few years ago. But Lamar Jackson, he's got to get paid. Simple as that. He's one of the most dynamic players in the league. Whenever the market value is set, you got to pay your franchise QBs. The market value was set on the, in the wide receiver position with Devontae Adams going from Green Bay to Las Vegas, was rewarded handsomely with a nice contract. Tyreek Hill wanted that from Kansas City. He didn't get it, traded to Miami, and they rewarded him with a nice contract. So if the world go round in the NFL, and you definitely got to have a great one in order for you to succeed in this National Football League in this era of offense and points being put up and yards and touchdown records being broken just almost every season, not every other season. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with RJ Ochoa. He is the host of the podcast, the Ocho and SB Nation NFL Show, and manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a website dedicated to providing Dallas Cowboys content. We discuss Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, and more. RJ is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
There's still more time to enjoy the outdoors with help from Family Dollar. More of your favorite products like Coca-Cola, Doritos, Lay's, and Sun Chips. Plus everything you need for the perfect cookout. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be.
Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be.
Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
When I became principal, I asked my teachers how I could help them, and someone joked, "Can you add more hours to the day? Because there's never enough time for our work." Honestly, I feel like we actually achieved that by getting IXL for our school. IXL offers online practice for every topic we're teaching. No more late nights searching for extra worksheets. And as students use the platform, teachers get insights on how to support each child without having to grade a single thing. Save your teachers valuable time and visit IXL.com today.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
The Dallas Cowboys, never a dull moment with that franchise. We've seen a lot of moving parts in this organization for quite some time. And a gentleman that I've had program on more than a few occasions does a great job of covering the boys. We want to welcome him back from the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a blog site dedicated to Cubs. He also does a podcast called the Ocean NFL Show. Let's welcome I'm RJ Odoa. Hey, RJ, welcome back, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, man, solid. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. You know, RJ, since you've been coming on the program, we've always talked about Dak Prescott and what an interesting life he has had so far. Of course, we know that he got the contract extension just a little over 2 years ago with the Cowboys, and a lot of people predicted Dallas to win the NFC, but a recent injury to one of the offensive linemen, Tyron Smith, and now it just seems to be kind of like a plug and play at the offensive lineman position with the recent signing of Jason Peters. Give me your thoughts on Dak and what do you expect from him in his 2022 season?
You know, honestly, this is a really it's been quite the off season as far as turnover for the Cowboys. Tyron, obviously, a recent loss, but they did trade away Amari Cooper. They did cut Lyle Collins in the off season. So Dallas is looking a lot different on paper than they have for a few years now. And so I think, you know, consensus is that the Cowboys have really weakened as a roster, and it's kind of hard to argue with that right now. And consensus is that they're putting everything on Dak, that it's on Dak Prescott because of the contract. I think, you know, that's a poor way of looking at it. But, I mean, the Cowboys clearly feel like he can elevate them and make up for other deficiencies elsewhere on the roster. And so that's what they're planning. That's what they're hoping. And we're going to see starting Sunday night how right they really are.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I want to stay, again, just with Dak for a moment. I know that Tyron is expected to return sometime this year. And, of course, you talked about the losses during the offseason, losing Lyle Collins, him going to Cincinnati. Amari Cooper was traded away. So we're going to see a whole lot of course, we're going to see a lot of Dak Prescott, but also a lot of CeeDee Lamb this year. Do you think Dak, with Amari being gone, do you think this is going to be the year that CeeDee Lamb breaks through, or do you think that we're going to see Dalton Schultz and Dak Prescott continue to have their connection?
I think it has to be the year of CeeDee Lamb. Again, that's, you know, if the Cowboys are going to have success, it's really difficult to see that happening without CeeDee Lamb having some sort of impressive season. And obviously this is year three for him, and there's been a lot of hype around him, and he's played very well through the first two seasons, but this is a different thing, obviously, being kind of the center of attention, the primary offensive weapon for Dak Prescott. I do think Dalton Schultz will be involved. I mean, I think that's kind of it. That's kind of the top two, you know, options for Dak Prescott as far as the passing game is concerned, at least until Michael Gallup returns. But it really is the CeeDee Lamb show. I mean, the Cowboys moved on from Amari partly because they felt like CeeDee was ready to emerge into this alpha sort of role, and here we are. And so everything with CeeDee has kind of gone about as positively as it possibly can. It's just now a matter of doing it week in and week out throughout the regular season.
All right, I want to move along now to someone that's been a part of the Cowboys organization for quite some time, and that's Ezekiel Elliott. There's been questions about Zeke the last several years. You know, he's still putting up the numbers, not what it was when he first came into the league. And I know this is a big year coming up for Zeke. Give me your thoughts on Zeke and how well do you think he's going to come through in the 2022 season?
You know, Zeke did have 1,000 yards last year, which the Cowboys are very proud of, but his yards per game have gone down literally every season of his career. And I think when you have this conversation, it turns into either Zeke is amazing or Zeke is trash. And I don't think that either of those things are true. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think Zeke is still a fine running back, a top option in the NFL as far as most runners are concerned. But the idea that he's this, you know, consensus workhorse every down back that can just rip off, you know, a big run at will is, I think, misguided. And so I think the Cowboys have two quality running backs in Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard, but they have not used Tony Pollard for each of the last three seasons. And so it does feel like there's a lot of turnover coming at this position in the offseason, that, you know, Zeke Elliott has no more guaranteed money left on his deal. The Cowboys can get out of that finally. And Tony Pollard is in the final year of his rookie contract. And so this feels like the last bit of what we're going to see here before there are some massive changes. And so I hope for Zeke's sake included that the Cowboys don't try to just feed him the ball 25 times a game. I don't think that's the proper recipe. But they do talk like that is what they want to do. They do believe in running the football. And so we'll see just how committed they are to that.
All right, and then you talk about you mentioned about commitment as far as Zeke is concerned with the running game. Dallas had a couple of great commitments on the defensive side last year. Trayvon Diggs, what a second year he had last year with 11 interceptions. And we know the ceiling is high already for Trayvon, but RJ, what do you expect out of Trayvon coming in for this 2022 season?
I think the I think it's more than fair to expect him to continue to grow and to develop as a player. I mean, he's still only been playing the corner position for just a few years. I mean, started off at Alabama as a wide receiver, obviously. His brother's one of the best in the NFL. And so I think, you know, it's possible to see improvement in an overall sense, but I don't know how anyone can rationally expect him to have 11 interceptions this season. That's just not going to happen. I mean, there's regression of the mean coming. He's probably going to have, I don't know, you never know, but, you know, somewhere between 3 and 6, maybe. I think that would still be a positive thing. But I think he is going to continue his evolution in his overall game and become a far better corner. He can be a better player and be a better contributor without as many interceptions. And so I think that's an important thing. That's something we've been trying to focus on over the course of the offseason, just so people are fully aware of it.
All right, I want to stay on the defensive side for a moment. Micah Parsons, wow, he definitely blew it out of the water in his rookie year last year, had 13 sacks. And, I mean, I guess a lot of not just Cowboy fans, but a lot of football fans are thirsty and hungry for an encore. So, RJ, I got to ask you, what do you think Micah's going to do in this 2022 season?
You know, that's one where it does feel like if there is somebody who's going to be the exception to the rule, it's Micah. He has felt very special basically from day one, honestly. You know, he has defied a lot of odds, and he looks – again, I think it's fair to expect some regression as far as Micah and Diggs are concerned, as mentioned, but Micah looks every bit like somebody who's going to improve, as low as those odds are. I think he – is maybe finishes this season as the consensus best defensive player in the NFL. I think that's his ceiling, certainly. And that's with all due respect to the Aaron Donalds and TJ Watts of the world. But Micah has just proven to be this unicorn, this unbelievable defensive star. And if, you know, the Cowboys unlocked him as the season kind of went on and have had nothing but an entire offseason to continue to plan and work and figure out more creative ways to utilize him as a pass rusher and in coverage. I think maintaining Dan Quinn was huge for Micah Parsons and keeping his growth happening on the defensive side of the ball. And so I don't know that it's out of the question to say the Cowboys have the best defensive player in the NFL on their team in Micah. Again, I understand there are arguments for a handful of other guys. But Micah has squarely put them there. And if they're going to repeat as NFC East champions, I think he's going to be a big reason why.
I want to stay just with Micah for a moment. So last year he won the league defensive rookie of the year. He got a lot of comparisons to probably one of the top five, probably the greatest defensive player linebacker of all time, and that's Lawrence Taylor. I know it's a little bit early, RJ, in his career, but do you see some similarities between him and LT?
You know, it's hard not to. I mean, again, that's a lofty sort of player to compare him to. I think that the more, you know, modern-day comparison, and this was with his profile coming out of Penn State, is Von Miller. I mean, he just kind of moves just like him, and he is that sort of same player, that same kind of outside linebacker, pass rusher. I mean, you can't really put him in one box. And so there are not a lot of human beings who have existed that are like Lawrence, that are like Micah, that are like Vaughn. And that's why, you know, it's really exciting to see what he's going to be able to do with a full NFL season under his belt.
All right. You know, anytime someone is the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, as long as it's been under the Jerry Jones ownership, the head coach is going to be under the microscope. Mike McCarthy has been under the microscope since he's been the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I got to ask you, do you see him finishing this whole 2022 season, or do you think something's going to go down if things don't go right in Dallas?
I just don't see how – I don't see a path for him being fired midseason. I don't think that would do anybody any benefit. And what's more is I don't know that I think the Cowboys are going to be one of the best teams in the NFL, but I think that they have a lot of teams on their schedule who are worse than they are. I mean, I don't know how the Cowboys could possibly lose enough games. I mean, because generally your coaches who are fired or something like, you know, 2-10 or whatever, it's just so difficult to see the Cowboys being in that kind of spot. So I think it's certainly fair to envision some change potentially happening in the offseason, but I think Mike McCarthy is pretty safe as far as this season is concerned.
I want to stay with the head coaching circuit for a moment. Sean Payton abruptly announced his retirement at the end of the regular season last year. His name has been thrown around in the Cowboys coaching circle for quite a while now. And, you know, Sean Payton and Bill Parcells are very close. Coach Parcells was a former head coach of the Cowboys. Let's just hypothetically say that if something was to happen with Coach McCarthy, whether mid-season or he doesn't return at the end of the year, what do you think the chances are that Sean Payton and Jerry Jones will have a sit-down and Sean Payton could become the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in the future?
I mean, that's the name that makes the most sense. But, you know, to be fair, 3 years ago, Lincoln Riley made a lot of sense, and that didn't wind up happening, obviously. And so I think it's at this point, it's there's a lot of history there, as you mentioned, but I think it's too predictable to envision, you know, this ultimately happening. I just, you know, sometimes things that are that obvious don't necessarily wind up clicking, and I think this might be one of those things.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is R.J. Ochoa. He is the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a blog site powered by SB Nation covering the Dallas Cowboys. And he also has a podcast called The Ocho and the SB Nation NFL Show. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Blogging the Boys and over at the podcast as well.
Of course, Ed. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity. You know, we're ready. We're ready for the chaos. We're ready for the madness. And so we have tons of articles coming out every day. We have multiple podcasts coming out every day, videos on our YouTube channel. We live to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. And so we try to find, you know, different corners of the world to do that. And so we're just really excited. We're really grateful. I don't know exactly what this season has in store for the Cowboys, obviously, but I do know that it will be dramatic. I know that they will find a way to make it that way. And so however smooth or bumpy the ride is, we're excited to share with a lot of people and grateful to you for helping us along the way.
You're welcome. I thank you and for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody, RJ, where they can find you on social media as well as Blogging the Boys, any websites that you want to promote, let the listeners know that as well.
Of course, you know, you can search for Blogging the Boys on any social property, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. Blogging the Boys is how you can find us. That's kind of our home name. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RJ Ochoa, nice and simple. And so, it's an exciting time of year.
Indeed, it is an exciting time of year. And you heard it from him, he's RJ Ochoa. RJ, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Ed.
We'll be back with more right after this.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
The dark web can be like a restaurant for identity thieves.
Hi, ready to order?
I'll have the driver's license number.
Great, that comes with a home address or a birthday.
Ooh, both, please.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year at LifeLock.com/aware. Identity theft protection starts here.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino.
Welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to RJ Ochoa. He is the host of the podcast, The Oche of the Ocho, and the SB Nation NFL show, and manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a website dedicated to providing Dallas Cowboys content. So big ups to RJ for appearing on the program. All right, let's do this. It's week one in the National Football League. It has been long overdue. Indeed, it has been long overdue. We've waited since February to have NFL football to come back, and now it is finally here. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Detroit Lions. First, for Detroit, we know tough year for them. Head entering his second year for the Lions, Dan Campbell. He's got a lot at work. He's got a quarterback in Jared Goff. This is year two of the Goff and Campbell administration. Hopefully, it can get things going in the right direction. It's been long overdue for the people up in the Motor City. They are desperately looking for a consistent winner for their football organization in a very prideful city, especially when it comes to their sports teams. The Philadelphia Eagles, a lot of experts, including me, are going to be one of the surprise teams in this year's NFL season. First for Philly, this is a big year for Jalen Hurts. He's going to prove that he can be the franchise quarterback. I think he can be the franchise quarterback for years to come for the Eagles. So you've got Jalen Hurts, and then the Eagles got a big catch when they got A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans in a big trade during the NFL draft. And then also recently, the Eagles and the Saints. Yeah, the Eagles and the Saints, they made some interesting trades for draft night in this year's NFL draft, where you can add C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the mix as well. The New Orleans Saints traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the Philadelphia Eagles. Gardner-Johnson wanted to stay in New Orleans. He was upset about contract. Tyrann Mathieu, a.k.a. Honey Badger, got his deal. C.J. didn't get his money. So to kill two birds with one stone, Gardner-Johnson was traded to Philly. So now the Eagles have really had an amazing offseason. You acquired A.J. Brown on draft night, and then you get the recent acquisition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The Eagles are just they've made a lot of moves, and they're on point to be, in my opinion, one of the surprise teams in this year's NFL season. So we got the Eagles and Lions in the Motor City. Let's move along now to the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Chicago Bears. What a roller coaster of an offseason it was for the 49ers. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo fell short in his quest to get the 49ers back to the Super Bowl. The 49ers defense was outstanding. George Kittle was at the peak of his powers this past year. The Deebo Samuel contract situation was crazy. They were able to work that thing out and give Deebo the extension that he rightfully deserved. The quarterback position, Trey Lance is going to be the starter. They restructured Jimmy G's deal. So San Francisco, this may be the end of an era for Jimmy G, and this could possibly bring in the Trey Lance era for this game against the Chicago Bears. As for the Bears, this is year two in the Justin Fields administration. Still a horrible offensive line. Not much help on the offensive side of things. Allen Robinson is no longer with the team. He's with the L.A. Rams. And Khalil Mack was traded away to the Los Angeles Chargers. Roquan Smith upset about his contract. He's going to come in and play what could possibly be his last year in Chicago. So the Bears, again, same old Bears for this year. So the 49ers and the Bears are going to be playing at Soldier Field. Got a great one in the AFC North between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. First for the Steelers, they had their starting quarterback. It was a battle between Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett. So Mitchell Trubisky will be the starting quarterback for this week one against the Cincinnati Bengals. We know about the Ben Roethlisberger era. Tough shoes to fill. Hopefully Mitchell Trubisky can be the one to take the reins at the quarterback position. The running back position, what a great rookie year for Najee Harris representing the University of Alabama. So Najee looks to do well in his sophomore campaign. And as for the Cincinnati Bengals, falling short in last year's Super Bowl. But as I was saying earlier in regards to Buffalo, a new year brings new beginnings, a new season, new focus, new vision. and a new outlook. And the Cincinnati Bengals, they've got Joe Burrow, who is destined for a mega contract extension this year. And then you've also got Ja'Marr Chase, the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Ja'Marr looks to have a stellar sophomore campaign. Joe Mixon is expected to play well. Cincinnati's going to be decent on the defensive side, but I think Cincinnati's offense is looking to set some big records this year, but they're going to take care of their business at home against Pittsburgh in week one. The New England Patriots going up against the Miami Dolphins. First, for the Miami Dolphins, again, they got a big catch. Former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Tyreek, you know, when the Devontae Adams trade went down and when he got his extension from the Las Vegas Raiders, that set for a lot of receivers wanting to get paid. Tyreek felt he should have gotten his money. Kansas City did not pay him. He asked to be traded. Next thing you know, he's headed to South Beach and playing for the Miami Dolphins. So we've got Tyreek Hill. We've got Jalen Waddle. Oh, and it's Tua time. So hopefully this could turn the tide for Tua Tagovailoa at the quarterback position for the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, for New England, offseason just very crazy. Matt Patricia returns to the Patriots. Bill Belichick says that he's going to call the offense. He even had some questions about his second-year quarterback, Mac Jones, saying that Mac may not be ready. He was saying that Mac still is not picking up the signals. He's not alert when it comes to checking his reads. So this is going to be an interesting situation as the season goes along. But New England and Miami, again, a classic AFC East rivalry. The Cleveland Browns versus the Carolina Panthers. If this was a game to decide, the pettyweight championship of the world is licking his chops right now. We know about the situation with Baker and his tough time in Cleveland. He wanted to make it work. The Browns weren't interested in him anymore. They were looking to pursue Deshaun Watson. When the whole Watson sweepstakes went down, the Browns got their wish. They got Deshaun Watson, and the writings were on the wall, and Baker said, okay, I'm out of here, because even though you're going to pay me, I'm due over $19 million in the final year of my rookie contract, I want out. And Baker Mayfield got his wish, traded to Carolina. So now Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were battling for the quarterback position during the preseason. Baker wins the job. And I think this is not – no, I don't think. I know this is a game that Baker Mayfield is licking his chops. And he's probably saying to himself, this game cannot come soon enough. And certainly Carolina, again, with Baker Mayfield – you also have Christian McCaffrey is expected to be healthy this year. You've got DJ Moore at the wide receiver position. It's a lot going on in Carolina. Meanwhile, for Cleveland, no Deshaun Watson for at least the first 11 weeks of the season. So they're going to roll with Jacoby Brissett. Meanwhile, a lot of changes happen with Cleveland. No Jarvis Landry. He returns home to New Orleans. And now you've got a quality tight end with David Njoku. And also you've got Amari Cooper who comes in the trade from the Dallas Cowboys. So this game is going to be drama filled from start to finish. Cleveland and Carolina, this is going to be exciting. Next game we have is going to be the Indianapolis Colts against the Houston Texans. First, for the Houston Texans, they're going through a lot of growing pains. Deshaun Watson no longer with the team. And this is a team that's definitely rebuilding. They're very young on both the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. Davis Mills is going to be the quarterback for the Texans, entering his second year as the quarterback of that team. Lovie Smith is the new head coach of the Houston Texans. So Lovie, we know about his great seasons that he had with the Chicago Bears. Genius, hopefully to bring some of that toughness down to H-Town. Meanwhile, for the Indianapolis Colts, Carson Wentz traded to the Washington Commanders. Also in the trade for the Atlanta Falcons, they traded Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Matty Ice, to the Indianapolis Colts. And now this is a new team. This is a new regime now with Matt Ryan at quarterback, still very much in his prime. You've got Jonathan Taylor, who is, a lot of people say, can be the best running back in the NFL right now. You've also got a quality player in Shaq Leonard, who has been one of the premier tacklers in the NFL the last almost four seasons now. So Indianapolis going up against the Houston Texans. This is going to be exciting to see with these new-look Colts, particularly with Matt Ryan at the quarterback position. The New Orleans Saints going up against the Atlanta Falcons in the AFC South rivalry. These two teams entered the NFL right around the same time. The Falcons entered the league in 1966. The New Orleans Saints entered the NFL in 1967. And they've basically been joined at the hip ever since. The rivalry has been intense. It's brought on some great memories, some fantastic moments. This has been a rivalry that's decided a lot of playoff spots, a lot of key playoff games. This has been it's been an exciting rivalry from start to finish. As I mentioned earlier, Atlanta's been in the league since 1966. New Orleans has been in the league since 1967. So, again, we got the New Orleans Saints. Again, the Saints were involved in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. They didn't get Deshaun, however, Jameis Winston got a two-year extension, and the Saints really loaded up during the free agency. Tyrann Mathieu, a.k.a. the Honey Badger, returns home to New Orleans after spending seasons in Kansas City. Also, Jarvis Landry returns home after spending some great seasons in Cleveland. Michael Thomas is healthy from the injury. Also, Alvin Kamara looks like the league has said they're going to hold off on the suspension or any further punishment until next season. So the Saints are just locked and loaded with Kamara, also Thomas, Landry, and you've also got with Honey Badger. The only downside to the Saints defense, again, with the trade of C.J. Gardner-Johnson going to Philadelphia, that could have maybe a negative impact. We'll see how the season rolls along. But nevertheless, again, the Saints and the Falcons, you never know what you're going to get out of this rivalry. For the Falcons, Matt Ryan got traded. Marcus Mariota comes in as a free agent. Cordarrelle Patterson is still with this team. They've got Kyle Pitts, who's got a bright future at the tight end position. The Falcons didn't really load up too much on the defensive side, but we know Atlanta's MO has always been offense. So New Orleans and Atlanta is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great game. Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens and the New York Jets. Man, the Jets, what can you say about the Jets, man? The Jets have been the Jets for a long time. Zach Wilson will not play in this game. Joe Flacco, the former Super Bowl MVP quarterback, will take his place, and will the Ravens. The Jets, again, promising running back with Breece Hall. Defensively, they're going to be doing okay, but the Jets, again, they're young. Robert Saleh entering his second year as the head coach, and they're going to be going up against a team that has an angry quarterback. He has been angry since March, and that's Lamar Jackson. Lamar has made it perfectly clear he wants his extension. Again, Deshaun Watson set the market value very, very high for Deshaun. I mean, set the bar very high for quarterbacks to get their money. And once Deshaun got his money, Lamar wanted his money as well. And guess what? He has not received that yet. He's been very open about being angry about not getting the contract. He's going to come in and play this year. He's expected to make $23.1 million in the final year of his rookie contract. So Ravens and Jets, this is going to be, I would say, Lamar's probably going to play with a vengeance, not just in this game, but really all this whole season. I really see that, though, not getting the contract. Deshaun Watson setting the market value. So Ravens and Jets is going to be an interesting one at the New Jersey Meadowlands. We've got the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Washington Commanders. Jacksonville under Trevor Lawrence, year two for him, expected to do big things. Doug Peterson at the helm in his first year as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. After the whole fiasco that went down last year with head coach Urban Meyer, the Jaguars are looking to start from scratch and start a brand new. James Robinson is the running back. James Robinson's been a workhorse for the Jaguars for several seasons. They're going up against a team in the Washington Commanders. Chase Young, he's going to be out for several weeks. He will play this season, battled a few injuries during the preseason. Carson Wentz, a talented quarterback, one of my favorites. Carson one season with the Indianapolis Colts, is gone and traded to the Washington Commanders. Washington's got two good running backs with Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick. So, and then also Washington, they had a tough loss on the defensive side, not just with Chase Young going down with an injury, but also the retirement of Ryan Kerrigan. So changes are growing pains are going to be felt on the defensive side for Washington. However, game between Jacksonville and Washington. The NFC North showdown between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Rodgers. What can you say about Aaron Rodgers? Indeed, one of a kind. Multiple regular season MVP awards. He won another regular season MVP award this past season. Not denying the talent. The man is just phenomenal. A very interesting offseason. Let's just say he experimented with some psychedelics and also having the opportunity to making some remarks about Jeopardy and whatnot. But nevertheless, Aaron Rodgers shows up at training camp having difficulties with his young wide receivers. We know about the situation with Davante Adams being traded. So Aaron is going to have an interesting season. However, Aaron Jones got his contract extension. So now Green Bay will have to make the trek to the short drive, or the short trip, I should say, to Minneapolis to square off against the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins still trying to prove his worth, not just to that franchise, but to the NFL as a whole. Dalvin Cook, he could be one of the – I mean, he is one of the best, but he could continue to add to his legacy for the most part, and just if, as long as he can stay healthy. Justin Jefferson, man, you talk about one of the rising stars and one of the premier young wide receivers in the league. Justin Jefferson is so on point, and then some, and he's looking to continue to add to the numbers to his short career. The Vikings, they went big and got on the defensive side, a former Packer, Za'Darius Smith. So Za'Darius is looking to continue to add to that legacy of that Viking defense. Green Bay and Minnesota is going to be great. Aaron Rodgers going up against Kirk Cousins. What can you say? That's going to be a phenomenal game. Next up, we have the New York Giants going up against the Tennessee Titans. Can you believe this is going to be the final year of Saquon Barkley's rookie contract? When he's healthy, he's been one of the premier players in the league, but he's been hampered by a lot of injuries. So the Giants, again, they're waiting for Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, to see if he's going to come of age. Again, this is going to be an interesting year for Daniel. Daniel, can he have a decent year to say, okay, he can be the Giants franchise quarterback? There's a new head coach in Brian Daboll. So hopefully maybe with Daboll's offense and what he did in Buffalo, maybe that can translate over to the development of Daniel Jones and hopefully keeping Saquon Barkley healthy. As far as the defensive side is concerned for the Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau battling some injuries during the preseason. It's going to be a toss-up to see how effective he'll be at the beginning of the year. As for the Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill, let's just say he got into his feelings when the Titans drafted Malik Willis. Tannehill made it perfectly clear, I'm not here to be a mentor. We're going to compete. This is the NFL. This is what it's all about. And so Tannehill is the starting quarterback. Derrick Henry's not going anywhere in terms of being at the running back position. He got his contract restructured. Tough loss for Tennessee. They traded A.J. Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles. And so Tennessee, you're basically going to see a whole lot of Derrick Henry this year. You're going to see a lot of Derrick Henry in this game against the New York Giants as in Nashville. The Las Vegas Raiders will square off against the Los Angeles Chargers. This AFC West rivalry has been intense for so many decades. The quarterback play is going to be through the roof in this game. Derek Carr going up against Justin Herbert. Derek Carr was blessed with a contract a few seasons ago. Justin Herbert is on his way to a mega deal real soon. The Raiders up the ante on the offensive side this year, getting Davante Adams in the trade from Green Bay. So you add Davante Adams, you've got Josh Jacobs, you've also got Hunter Renfrow, and you've got Darren Waller in the mix as well. The Raiders offensively should put up points at will this year. And we could see a lot of points being put up between these two teams with the Raiders and the Chargers. The Chargers, again, Justin Herbert, one of the great young talents in the National Football League. And then you've also got Austin Eckler, who's great at the running back position. You've also got Keenan Allen, who is one of the best receivers in the league. And on the defensive side, you add Khalil Mack. You traded him for, you got him in a trade from Chicago and bring him over to LA. So Chargers, man, the Raiders and the Chargers going to be an outstanding game. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Arizona Cardinals. Man, we talk about quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, he raised a lot of heads when a clause came out, a study clause, I should say, that in order for him to, the first contract that was drafted, it said in order for him to receive, as a stipulation in the contract, he must devote at least 4.5 hours to independent film study. And when I saw that released on social media, I was like, this goes to show that as a franchise, they really don't believe in him. And I know Kyler, during the offseason, was having issues similar to Lamar Jackson, wanted a new contract. The Cardinals weren't budging. And then all of a sudden, when this news was released, I was like, oh, I see why the Cardinals were a little hesitant to give him that money. But nevertheless, Kyler gets a new contract. He gets the contract extension. The clause is removed from the contract. I don't know how that's going to impact him and his team during the course of the year, but they have to be on their P's and Q's because Mr. Mahomes' Chiefs are coming to the desert. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have one of his top weapons anymore in Tyreek Hill. Tyreek is in Miami, but guess what? He still has Travis Kelce. He still has Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then you add Juju Smith-Schuster to the mix as well. One thing about Patrick Mahomes, he'll always find a way to make things happen. A plug-and-play offense, he'll make things happen eventually. So Chiefs and the Cardinals, again, Kansas City didn't really do too much on the defensive side, I mean, with the exception of the draft pick and George Karloftis. But Kansas City and Arizona, this is going to be all about offense in this one. The Sunday night matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady, interesting offseason. Let's just say he had some issues that went on at home and said, you know what, I'm 45 years of age. Stuff happens. We don't know what stuff it is. Maybe a trouble in paradise, but nevertheless, there was trouble that was brewing in Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians, no longer the head. Byron Leftwich almost left. Byron is still the offensive coordinator for the team. And you lose a lot of key players, especially on his offensive line. Ryan Jensen is hurt. So Brady, it's going to be interesting how this season is going to unfold where you have brand new offensive lineman. Tristan Wirfs is hurt as well. We don't know what his status is going to be going forward, but this is huge. And then Brady only saw some action in the last game of the preseason. So Tom has had his troubles in Tampa. And then, of course, Leonard Fournette showed up to camp out of shape. He's in shape now, so he's looking to do big things for Tampa this year. So if the Bucs had their troubles, you know the Dallas Cowboys had their troubles times 10. Dak Prescott loses one of his weapons. Amari Cooper goes to Cleveland. And then on top of that, Tyron Smith, one of the best offensive linemen in the league, is injured. So now you're doing mix and match when it comes to the offensive line position. The defensive firepower is still there. You've got Trayvon Diggs and, of course, Micah Parsons. So Dallas, they went through their growing pains as well. But Tampa, Dallas, Buccaneers, and Cowboys, this is going to be an exciting game right here. Who knows what could happen? I mean, both of these teams did not have great offseasons, so it's going to be interesting how this one's going to play out. And then the Monday night matchup is between the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. The Denver Broncos got a big one when they pulled off the trade to bring bring Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos, and in return, the Seahawks got quarterback Drew Lock and a couple of quality players at their respective positions. First, for Russell Wilson being the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Denver immediately became a Super Bowl contender. As for Seattle, they took really 20 steps back. And we're going to see in this game the true value of Russell Wilson and how highly was he valued during his time in Seattle. We know that his relationship with head coach Pete Carroll was one that was not always the best at times. We know that Carroll is a defensive-minded coach, emphasis on the running game, doesn't really pay too much attention to his quarterbacks. So we're going to see something brewing in this game. We're going to see who was valued more, Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll. This is going to be interesting. And we talked about the petty game, I call it, with Cleveland and Carolina. This is going to be a petty game more on a low-key manner with the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. This is going to be an interesting one on Monday night. Coming up after the break, I'll have my game of the week. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or, set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too.
There's a deal for every breakfast strategist at McDonald's.
Like a sausage biscuit or hot and spicy McChicken biscuit with hash browns for $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous. With rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like coffee, the first cup mixed with a little Planet Oat, that's pretty marvelous. Or Planet Oat in a bowl of cereal, sharing a laugh on Saturday morning. But don't forget about Mom's Planet Oat mac and cheese. It's so ooey gooey. Yep, there's so many moments that are more marvelous with Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. As I mentioned earlier with the Las Vegas Raiders, this offense has so much firepower. Derek Carr, Hunter Renfro, Josh Jacobs, also Darren Waller. You can add Davante Adams to the mix as well. For sure, with Josh McDaniels being the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, he has a strong pedigree working in the NFL, Tom Brady. What more can you say about that? Just to name a few of what the years he spent under the guidance of Bill Belichick in Foxborough with the New England Patriots. So Las Vegas has got a lot of firepower on the offensive side. Defensively, they're going to be solid as well. Max Crosby coming back. Max Crosby had a banner year, one for the ages, and hopefully he's looking to do that in the 2022 season. So with all the anticipation, let alone the anticipation, not just with the Raiders, but just the AFC West alone, that division within itself is just phenomenal. You talk about all of the great talent in that division with the Raiders, the Broncos, the Chiefs, and also you can add the Chargers to the mix as well. Speaking of the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert, I mentioned Derek Carr, but you got to talk about Justin Herbert as well. He fits so well in that offense with the Chargers. I mean, it's high power. They love throwing the ball. Brandon Staley and Herbert, they complement each other very well. And on top of that, the offense is phenomenal with the Chargers. Excuse me, you have, again, as I mentioned earlier, Austin Eckler. Now you add Sony Michel to the mix as well. Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is one of the premier receivers in the league. On the defensive side, you can't forget about Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. And then also J.C. Jackson, Derwin James, got a huge contract extension during the offseason, and Asante Samuel Jr. And then on the defensive line side, Sebastian Joseph Day coming over from the Los Angeles Rams. So, man, the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Los Angeles Chargers, this has been a rivalry that's been intense for decades, carrying over from the AFL. And now it's going to continue in this 2022 NFL season. The Las Vegas Raiders, the Los Angeles Chargers, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give my picks on who I think will win week one's games in the National Football League. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Detroit Lions. I like the Eagles to beat the Lions. The San Francisco 49ers going up against the Chicago Bears. I like the 49ers to win. The AFC North matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals going to be a close game. I like Cincinnati to pull that one off. The New England Patriots going up against the Miami Dolphins. I like Miami to win that one. The Cleveland Browns going up against the Carolina Panthers. I think Baker Mayfield and the Panthers will win that one. The Indianapolis Colts going up, squaring off against the Houston Texans. I like Indianapolis to win that one. The New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons in that NFC South showdown. It's always a close game when these two teams meet, but I like New Orleans to win a close one. The Baltimore Ravens going up against the New York Jets. I like Baltimore to win that one. The Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Washington Commanders. I like Washington to win in a close one. The Green Bay Packers squaring off against the Minnesota Vikings. I'll take Minnesota to win that one. The New York Giants going up against the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee will have their way with the Giants. I like the Titans to win that game. In my game of the week between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers, I like the Raiders to beat the Chargers. The Kansas City Chiefs square off against the Arizona Cardinals. I like Kansas City to win that one. The Sunday night matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be a close one, but I like the Buccaneers to win that one. And Monday night, the Denver Broncos going up against the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to be Denver all the way in this one. So my picks are Philadelphia, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Miami, Carolina, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Baltimore, Washington, Minnesota, Tennessee, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Denver. So there you have it. Those are my winners for week one's games in the NFL. I want to say a big special thank you to the guest on the program, RJ Ochoa, from Blogging the Boys. So until next week, everyone, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, and you've been listening to the season premiere of the League Wraparound. So long, everyone.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
By Flatiron Media. No purchase necessary. Must be age 18 plus. See everydaywinner.com for rules and restrictions.
Hey, you want to win $500? Then go to win500daily.com right now. It's fast and free to enter, and they're giving away $500 a day, every single day, guaranteed. You heard me right. Win500daily.com is giving away $500 every single day. They've already given away over $1 million. You could be the next winner, but you can't win if you don't enter. So go to win500daily.com right now. Just listen to these real winners.
This was such an awesome surprise. Being unemployed, this will really help us out. I'm so happy.
I am beyond blessed to receive this. It has helped buy groceries and pay for my kid's birthday party. Thank you so much.
I won the wonderful $500 prize. It will help me get through this runaway inflation.
Go to win500daily.com and enter right now. You can enter up to 5 times every day to increase your chances of winning. Don't wait. It's fast, easy, and free to enter. Just go to win500daily.com right now. That's win500daily.com. Go to win500daily.com. win500daily.com.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
with fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit. Our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at NetCredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.